Hi, this is Jim Kinchlow, realtor with Scott Allison Real Estate. And today I've been blessed with the task of hosting Real Estate and Me. Normally, the person occupying this square of the floor is Scott Allison, real estate broker. Been doing real estate for about since the 1980s. So welcome aboard. We'll take a break and be right back. Okay. Welcome back. And here into today's show we go.
Hi, I'm Valerie Priest with Mortgage Financial Services, and I'm going to be here with Jim today and discussing all different things for you home buyers or people that are thinking about buying a home.
Well, Valerie, how long have we known each other?
A long time. I was going to say, as long as you've been in the business.
Yes. Whenever I first started in real estate, I started with Scott Allison. And whenever I was kind of looking around trying to get my quote-unquote sea legs about me, I asked about who some of the best lenders in town were. Maybe we can't use the term best anymore, but I was told Valerie's name was at the top of the list. Now, the word in the real estate community is she does about 48 to 52% of all the mortgages that go on here in the city of San Angelo, and she is a very busy woman, so I am very blessed to have her on the show today.
Thank you.
And hopefully you guys can receive what's being said and enjoy the show.
Sounds good to me.
So, Valerie, kind of let's start off talking about different options. What's the most popular option as far as financing the purchase of a property?
You know, in San Angelo, I would say the 50% of the loans are probably FHA. Okay, is that so? Because it's minimum down payment. It goes along with grant programs for first-time home buyers. They are kinder on credit, which is always a biggie. So FHA just seems to be like where a lot of people go.
Excellent. And so kind of what are the benefits of an FHA loan versus, say, a conventional? We'll cover conventional fine points here in a minute.
Okay. So FHA, again, a minimum of 3.5%. It is only for owner-occupied people. But let's say you've got a kid that's coming to school at ASU, and the parents want him to buy a house. Well, he's got a good credit score. He has even a minimum credit score of 620. We can do a loan, they call it a kiddie condo, but the parents can go on with him and he can buy a house so they don't have to actually have him do it on his own since he probably would not have any income. So FHA allows that, whereas it's harder to do it. You can do it on a conventional, but again, it's a more down payment than what the FHA is. FHA is also assumable. Scott's always talking about that, is because right now that's not popular because our interest rates have been low for so dang long. But in the future, as interest rates go up, that's going to be way more popular, as more people are going to start assuming. So let's say you're getting 3% interest, and let's say interest rates go to 5 in a couple of years, you could sell your house, and if the people qualify, you could actually sell it at the 3% interest, which will make it way more easier for y'all to be able to sell those houses.
And that is a huge plus, because chances of finding another property with a 3% interest rate, as say in a couple of years, if loans go up to 5%, which is by means not high, especially if you did anything in real estate in the 1980s, which I did not. I was 7 years old.
I did. So, okay, I am old. And so I saw the high interest rates. And again, people are going to need to buy houses, whatever the rates are. So that really is a big plus. We just haven't seen it in a very long time.
That is very true. It's one of the conversations that we've had when I'm working with clients. Last year, I closed out about $6.4 million in volume. I'm on a team, BK1. We did about $20 million in volume here within the city of San Angelo. And so one of the things that it often comes up during that time is how the price of real estate has absolutely shot up. One of the reasons why it has shot up so much is because there's limited inventory. But the major part on that is the interest rates, which have popped up, especially after COVID home confinement. So I always use the illustration of it's kind of sitting in a house prior to 2020 was like buying your 8-year-old a pair of shoes 2 weeks ago. And then after confinement, it's like trying to buy your 8-year-old a pair of, or trying to see if your 8-year-old's shoes still work. They worked 2 weeks ago. They don't work now because mom and dad don't want to be busy trying to have a Zoom meeting and listen to Teletubbies in the background. And so that's a huge drawback. The major thing that happened in the housing market in 2020, though, was the drop in interest rates. Valerie, what was the low that we saw in 2020?
I think the lowest I did in 2020 was 2 3/8 on a 30-year, which is really low.
That
is very, very low. We were very 2.5 for a very long period of time. Yes. Then we went to 2 5/8, 2 3/4. Now, for the normal credit score person, you're probably looking at 3, maybe 2 7/8, but in that ballpark, which is still very, very good. I always tell people, too, on credit scores, where FHA's kind is the fact that they will take your lower credit scores. If you, let's say you have a 620 credit score, okay, we can still do your loan if I can get the approval. Everything else is good. But it's probably going to be a 3.5 right now percent interest rate in that ballpark instead. Okay. So it's like the rates are a little bit higher, but they're not like in the old days when you had subprime, when people had low interest rates. Let's give them a heck of a high interest rate. That'll be better for them. You know, that's not what it is. It's not subprime. It's just the fact that when we sell the loans, it's more expensive whenever the interest rates are a little bit lower. So we actually can do, I do not advertise it, and I know I'm on radio, so I guess I'm advertising it. If the people are really, really good, I'm not for people that are not good, but let's just say they've had something that happened and they have a 610 credit score, we can still do them, okay? So we can go down to a 600 under certain circumstances, okay, for FHA and VA only.
So would those certain circumstances, would those be defined as, say, a divorce or identity theft?
Let's say that you have had a lot of medical issues. So you don't have a lot of credit and you have a lot of medical collections, okay? That would be one reason. Medical bills, we don't count against you, but they are counted against you in your credit score.
Okay.
Or let's say limited credit. If you're young and you only have two lines of credit, you may have a 610, 615 credit score, and you may have a perfect credit report. It's just there's not very much on it.
Okay.
Now, divorces can cause it, too. Where you run into a trouble with a divorce is, let's say you get divorced, and the husband, I'm going to be the wife, and the husband gets the house. The husband has chosen not to make payments on time, or whatever, he hasn't made his payments on time. That is hurting your credit. The system is hard for me to get around because it's on your credit, and your credit score will plummet as those scores go down. So divorces, if there's some late payments, maybe it's not been a habit. I mean, I see some credit reports and it's like 2015, 2016, 2017, 2019, 2021. That's a habit. Okay. That's not an exception. So it's when the exceptions are better than the habits.
Gotcha.
It's when we
okay.
can actually go with the lower ones. And let's say you've been at your job for 10 years. And let's say somebody never taught you about your credit. Okay, that could be something.
Okay,
so we really try to work with you. And let's say right now, because we are so, I mean, everybody is so busy right now because the market is so great.